Hello and welcome to the HBO Boys podcast. Today is the day where we do something that you didn't want the first time, but again.
Do you want to try that again?
No. No, I don't.
Well, I mean, a little context of why we're doing it and what they can expect in the future.
Okay. Are you going to give it or?
No, you do it.
Okay. So this is what happened. Listen, next week I'm going on vacation. And then the week after that, Adam is going on vacation. And we both haven't watched all of The Bear yet. Because not for any reason other than, you know, time.
Life finds a way, dude.
I mean, and it also doesn't find a way to watch The Bear in time. So, and then there's that 2 weeks. We're going to try to squeeze fit The Bear into that little period of time somewhere in the middle there between Florida and the Dominican. But, we'll do that in there. So we have to do something. Isn't that the best version?
We need to give you content.
A podcast? Well, we had to do something. And what do you do when you don't want no one to listen? Make a sequel to something they didn't want in the first place. Welcome
how do you know
to
that they didn't want it. What was there?
Oh, the numbers.
I was gonna say, what were their metrics?
Yeah. There were figures. There were stats that I looked up. I saw how some percentage.
How are the stats, Ryan?
Oh, abysmal. Welcome to part two, chapter two, the second first time.
Oh my lord.
As you might recall, our hero, Gozen, and his trusty sidekick slash in the past co-ruler somehow that has never been explained of a long-lost kingdom that through Gozen's decisions and Constantino's cowardice burned literally and figuratively the realm to the ground.
Lovely.
But because Gozen, played by our, Adam, because of his choices last time where he went down a well, didn't push his friend down one, and then went through a very specifically green door, he then is going back in time to see if he'll do the genocide I told him he did. So that's what's happening.
This somehow feels like the Elektra of the HBO Boys, just a sequel no one wanted.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but Jennifer Garner is getting work, and that's what's important.
Yeah, sure.
Goes through the green goddamn door, dude.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, so this is a sequel. Gotcha. Understood.
It's like a trap door into your memories. Mm. Reality folds, sound inverts, light swirls, and then it goes all black. Over the black, you hear Constantino's voice. Don't mess it up this time, Gozen. And then you awaken to light. Not the sickly glow of a ruined sun, but dawnlight, pure and golden. You are standing on the eastern royal balcony of Velmaroth Tower, overlooking a city that breathes with life. Flags are flying, bells are chiming. Little kids are pushing over other little kids because there are no consequences. Your armor gleams in the sun, etched with a symbol of the unified spire, the mark of balance between arcana, steel, and your will. Ooh. You are not the ruin. You are the ruler. And also, for reference, your name again is Gozen. And your friend who's also ruling with you for a reason we haven't fully explained is Constantino. He is younger, sharper, still carrying that quicksilver spark in his eyes. And he throws open the balcony doors to your quarters. You're awake. Good. We've got a council to charm or terrify. Your choice, as always. He steps beside you, takes in the view. You promised to listen this time, Gozen, remember? Or are we doing that divine decree act again?
Yes, maybe. We shall see.
Wow. Vague. He grins, but behind it, there's already a sliver of doubt. He doesn't know yet what's to come, but some part of him always did.
DM question.
Yeah.
Do I remember that I'm in a retry of my life? Do I know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
You went back in a trapdoor into your memory.
Understood.
And now you're back over there and you can't remember.
Good.
Do you say back to Gozen, let them wait. I don't answer to them. Or, right, listening, for real this time. Or, do you still trust them? Or, silence.
Do you still trust them?
And with that, your mystery goes up +2 and you enter the Enigma path. What do those things mean? Honestly, it doesn't even matter and I shouldn't have said it out loud. Constantino doesn't answer immediately. He leans on the balcony railing, watching the city with a little more weight behind his stare now. A breeze stirs the council tower's banners across the plaza. I trust some of them, he finally says, but that's not the same as trusting the council. You think they're planning something? Or are you planning something? Again.
Again?
Huh. Yeah, you did it before, remember? How I forced narrative upon you and you just have to sort of deal with it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. Perhaps we're in for a different outcome.
I was really hoping you were going to not say anything past the word different. Just different. There's a knock at the chamber doors. A royal scribe peeks in, timid.
My sovereigns, council session begins in 15 minutes. Should I send the heralds?
Constantino looks at you. He's watching for what kind of ruler you're going to be this time. What does Gozen do next? Does he say, yes, announce us. Let them know who's in charge. Or two, no heralds.
We walk in alone.
Three, tell them we're delayed. Let them sweat. Or four, Constantino speaks for me today.
Yes, let them know we're coming. Perhaps they need to fear us.
That's amazing. Authority +1. Tyrant path. That's not important. Don't worry about it. You turn your gaze from the city back towards the scribe and say what you said. The scribe bows from with a start.
So engulfing.
Yeah. We're in a magical world.
Yeah.
Constantino's eyebrows raise. Subtle as ever, he says, not disapproving, just like aware. You sure you want to play it like this? He doesn't stop you. He never did he? That was me as a narrator being like, this is Constantino's fault. He let you be a genocidal maniac, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. He had no kickback.
Moments later, the great doors of the council hall swing open, golden horns blaring your entrance. Your boots echo through the marble chamber as every noble, guild head, and archmage rises, some respectfully, some begrudgingly. You and Constantino stand at the apex of the crescent table, at your back stained glass depicting the founding, the binding of the rift, the rise of Gozen and Constantino. He's also there, hand in hand, crowned between them, lips locked probably. You catch Lord Belvane's eyes. Lord Belvane's a new character, you know. He's the High Arcanist, who once spoke openly of limiting your reach. Ooh, he's trying to put you in a box, dude.
Oh, nope.
He bows to you, but not even deeply. You remember in another life that he was the first. Oh, wait. Okay, you do sort of remember. I forgot. No, wait. Don't even worry about it.
No, I forgot.
Everyone forgot. Yeah, no, you know this guy. He may have betrayed you. This is Judas. Is this how storytelling works?
Your graces. He says smoothly. We were just discussing the matter of the rift seals in the north. One of them appears to be weakening.
A ripple goes through the room. You're already hiding things, already starting the cycle. You remember this conversation. You remember what you said last time. And what it cost. Do you respond back? How long have you known? Number two. Then why wasn't I informed sooner? Number three. Well, what else have you been conveniently not telling us? Or number four, let's reinforce it now. We don't wait for problems to grow.
Let's reinforce it now. We don't want these problems to get worse.
Action +1. Commander path. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Your words strike the chamber like a hammer. No room for debate. No invitation for discussion. Just command. Lord Belvane clears his throat.
Naturally, Your Grace. We would require time to review the arcane integrity, but we can make arrangements swiftly. Of course.
Constantino raises an eyebrow, barely hiding a surprise. Or is it nostalgia?
Well, he quietly says to you, you're certainly doing it differently, or just faster.
In this instance, I'm gaining sort of, just for everybody here, that Constantino is an all-knowing narrator who just is looking at you like, you're fucking it up again.
Yeah, so Constantino knows that we've done this before.
Yeah.
But I don't know that.
No, you sort of know. Anyway.
So clear.
Yeah, that's what storytelling's good. Suddenly, a court steward rushes into the chamber, breathless. Eyes wild, scroll clutched tight in his trembling hands.
Your Graces, there's been a breach!
Gasps ripple through the chamber. Belvane stiffens.
Where?
Constantino asks.
The Southern Seal, Your Grace!
You feel it like a blade sliding between your ribs. You tried to outmaneuver this time, but something's moving faster than you.
How does Gozen respond to the breach? Number one, we leave. Now, send no one else. And that means you're going. Y'all. You and Constantine by yourselves. Number two, double the northern forces. This breach is misdirection. Number three, who knew this would happen? Or number four, turning to Constantino.
Can I still trust you?
Constantino, are you still my right-hand man?
You know what I'm gaining? You pick the fourth one a lot of the time because four is too many options and you forget the first three, as
nope,
do I.
I literally was like making it a concerted effort to remember the first three.
You said the word concerted, and I like it.
Concerted effort.
Yeah, it's just like a fun, I think it's a fun twangy way to say the word. You know what? I'm going to move on.
Yeah, go ahead.
The room falls away. The nobles mutter. Belvane watches you like a hawk sensing blood. The steward still stands by the door, pulse hammering visibly in his neck. But you don't care. Your eyes are on Constantino. You say, can I trust you, as you just said it? And then Constantino says,
you're asking me that now? What do you remember, Gozen?
I don't know.
Because if you think I betrayed you last time, then why bring me back with you? So I'll ask you back. Do you trust me? Or are you just trying to fix me before I break?
Number one, I never stopped trusting you. And then I guess you kiss. Number two, I need you, not your loyalty. I think you're going to kiss. Number three, I don't know anymore. Or number four, say nothing, just nod.
I just don't know anymore. My mind is not what it once was.
Ooh, plus one vulnerability, the fractured path. Constantino blinks, his jaw tenses.
Good. Maybe that means we're doing it different this time.
Then Lord Bel, as you're leaving the room, you get to the door and then get cut off by guards at the front of the orifice, is what I said last time for a door. And listening to it back, I didn't like it the first time, but somehow it just sort of came to me to say it again. And there are guards at the door, and you turn around, and Lord Belvane has drawn his sword on you, dude. What do you do?
Oh, so it's gonna be like this, Belvane, huh?
Yeah, I was getting bored, and I decided to do a fight now.
You may learn you regret that.
Okay.
And he lunges at you. What do you do?
Shield! No.
Do you have a shield?
No. I mean,
honestly,
I don't even know what my stats are, dude.
No, don't even worry about stats. What do you have on you?
Well,
it can
I would
be
assume,
literally anything.
Anything, yeah. I would assume if I'm in a position of power, some sort of sword and armor and, you know, maybe a small arm shield. But am I like do you know if I'm in like a arcane thing? Do I have magic? Is that part of this or no?
Do you want a gun?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you're magic, but you have a gun.
But I have shrapnoids, dude.
I don't know. You have a sword and you can have whatever. It's like medieval shit. Yeah, sure. You're also magic. What kind of magic you want to do?
Let's do electric magic.
Amazing. You're Pikachu. You're Pikachu with a sword. What do you do?
There's a gem between the hilt and, or not the hilt, the, oh my God, what's it called? The
hilt.
Guard. The guard and the blade. There's a gem in the middle, like right where your hand is, right above your hand. And,
yeah.
It's yellow.
Where is it?
Right above your hand.
Got it.
On the guard. And it's yellow. And I touch it with my thumb, and electricity starts to emanate from my thumb and enter into the blade and swerve in the blade like figure eights across the blade. And then it charges up like Link's master sword.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're being rushed at.
I'm being rushed at?
Yeah, Belvane's coming for you, dick out.
So my sword effectively charged.
Yeah.
I then again lift my finger off of the gem, and then I put my finger back on the gem, and it fires a bolt of lightning right at his dick.
Okay. Amazing. That hits. You know why? Because if it didn't, it'd be less interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
That hits. Lord Belvane falls to the ground, motionless. You also notice that your electric bolts kind of like went out from the center, which was Belvane, into the other sides or every side of the room. And now the curtains are on fire.
Great. Good.
Belvane, by the way, on the ground, just shaking. Looks like if he doesn't get help soon, he'll probably pass away.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Shouldn't have rushed me. Anyway, Constantino, go put those fires out.
Constantino goes over and puts the fires out. You save the day.
Lovely.
Okay.
Wait, was that it?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, man, after you just like being in one room for 20 minutes, I was like, fucking on board. No one else can. The breach is being attacked. And so like you do have to decide whether you're going to send troops or go yourself.
We go ourselves.
Oh my, okay. When you get to the breach, which by the way is just like a 60-foot wall that's a horseshoe around Velmaroth. In fact, when you walked in first last episode, it would have been where you walked in, but it was just gone. So when you reach it, it's basically like this horseshoe that goes 20 miles either direction and 30 feet high. But all the guard towers are abandoned and the main gate is wide open and no one is around you. And it's just kind of you and Constantino standing in the middle of a place that should be full of like a full military regiment. And also, to your knowledge, perhaps bad folks, and there's nobody.
There's nothing.
What do you do?
I look at Constantino, and I say, well, that seems like a trap.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, you walk through.
I walk through the rift?
It's not really a rift as much as it is a door.
Oh, just a door. Just an orifice.
Yeah, it's the breach really is just a fancy name for a fence.
Okay.
It's just a huge fucking fence.
Understood.
Made of rocks. So
okay. 60 foot high, 20 foot long, or 20 mile long rock wall.
Yeah. When you walk through the door, what you walk into is not what you saw through the door. It's kind of like you went through a fluid mirrored reflection and you look back and see Velmaroth in the distance. So what you are looking back at looks like where you came from, but then looking forward, it is like a dark wood. You basically enter into a jungle at night, except for the fact that in front of you is 1,000 figures, all about 6 feet tall. Their arms are as long as their bodies and their legs are as long as their arms are, and their face is just kind of like if you were wearing a fishbowl on your head, but dark black and opaque, and there are no eyes. And then in front of them is another like exact version of that, but with a red jewel in the middle of his opaque black fishbowl. But that one is like 12 feet tall, and he's standing just right there. What do you do?
I suppose that I, you know, this is, hey, this sucks. Constantino, do you know where we are?
The 12-foot tall, like, monster ass the shit, it just starts like drudging towards you. Constantino's great. Like, I don't know, wherever it is, it feels like our imminent death. As the 12 foot tall weird kind of bipedal squid monster gets next to you, he walks up and he goes, hi Larry.
Well, I expected different. Hey Larry. Gozen.
Larry, I told you. Yeah, I get that a lot. Voice doesn't match the weird, scary body. You know?
Yeah, no, this is different. Who are these other figures? Are they your buddies? Or?
Oh my God. This is so rude. Allow me to introduce ourselves. I'm Blip, and behind me is sort of a legion, and we come from our home city, been sort of unceremoniously destroyed, looking for a new place to just kind of stay for 1 to 3 millennia, and so we're wondering if this was the place. We were told this
Velmaroth.
Velmaroth, yeah, we were told Velmaroth was very, very full of resources and also comfortable. So we thought, what a better place than what's it called again?
Velmaroth. So how many strong are you?
Oh, about 1,000. And then he looks back and all of them raise like one large 6-foot flipper at once and are just like, hum! And then they put it back down and I go, hum! Yeah, about 1,000.
Interesting. So what are your long-term goals?
Oh, just to, like, chill.
Just to chill.
Yeah. We don't eat anything. We don't drink anything. We subsist on the psychic waves around us. You won't even notice us, man.
Well, I don't know if I believe that we won't notice you. There's 1,000 of you, and you're terrifying.
Yeah, I get that. Blorp, come over here, Blorp. And you see one of the other guys come up, and in his hand, he is holding this, like, silver orb. And Larry goes, Blorp, throw it. Show them. And Blorp throws the silver orb at the ground, and it turns into just, like, a bushel of apples. Yeah, so we can turn shit to food.
Oh, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, watch this. And then the apples become a pile of knives. Yeah, we can actually turn shit to other shit, so.
Interesting. What was the last battle you fought in?
Oh, gosh. So long ago. 1-2 hours at least. Just on the way here, probably. Probably the last one.
And why exactly do you want to settle in my land? And why do you want to settle in any land other than your own if you can just make things appear?
Yeah, our land's magic is fuck. Your land less so. So, while we can make things appear, that is on like the scale of being alive in our land, still pretty low. So, do you guys have wizards here who explode everybody?
Not that I know of.
Oh my God, guys. Great news, guys. No wizards who explode everybody. And the crowd just goes like, oh, good, good, cool. Oh.
Why does that matter so much to you?
Oh, because there are wizards who explode everybody where we're from, and they keep exploding us.
Like you, they keep attacking you.
Yeah, they come over and they explode us.
And you give no reason for them to do that?
No, we stole all their kids.
Oh, why?
I don't know. We do wacky shit, man. Listen, if you allow us in, it will always be a good time. I'll tell you that. You're never gonna be able to tell exactly what's about to happen next. We'll give the kids back.
Yeah.
You want to hear a secret?
Okay.
We killed the kids.
So I slowly start stepping backwards.
Where are you going?
So I'm going to go see if, like, my court would approve of this. I think you guys are great.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that? He said we're great. They love that.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm going to do that. I know where to find you. I have your card.
Oh, I did not give you one. He reaches into a flap and then just brings out like this diamond looking rock. And he's like, yeah, okay. And you can just have that. And great. We'll be right here. I understand the red tape of it all. Running the kingdom.
For sure. And I slowly back out into the mirror that I came from.
Yep, and then it flubbers again. It's flubber is what I was looking for before. Flubber. And then, yeah, you're just on the other side, and it's empty.
And so I'm back in my own land?
Yeah.
That's not chill, right, Constantino? That's not chill.
No, they're going to kill all of us.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that.
No, but I also don't see a way out of this. I mean, our armies can't fight them, and it looks like they can make flubber into swords. So
I might have an idea. Just follow my lead.
Oh god.
I walk back through the mirror rift.
Goes in, my guy.
Hey, what's going on? Long time.
Yeah, we were just actually in a really short period of time, only a few seconds.
Yeah. So, I think this might work.
By the way, as you walk in, like, you now see like, some of the thousand, like, they're not in a line anymore. Some of them are, like, sitting on the ground, like, looking up at the sky. They were just, like, chilling. They actually were just kind of sitting, waiting for you to come back.
there's a ritual in my land.
Oh,
when we anoint a new visitor to our land, we need to perform a ceremony.
What kind of ceremony?
If you're okay with that,
I mean, of course they're your lands, okay?
Lovely.
Of course we're okay with that. What kind of ceremony?
So you're gonna need to come closer to me. We're gonna become essentially blood brothers to some degree.
Oh, hot. He walks right up to you. He's like an inch from you now, towering over you.
Amazing, amazing. Could you just like come down to my level? I don't want to stare at your dick anymore.
Sure. And then he folds like at a 90 degree angle.
Great. Great.
At a speed that is truly terrifying.
Okay, so now I am facing him head on.
Well, he's sort of just like an L above you.
Great. So I don't remember where you said it was, so correct me. This is my intention anyway. I take my sword out, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna bless my sword, and I'm going to we're going to become one. We're going to become brothers.
The sword in you?
No, my sword. This one, and I hold up my arm. I'm like, this the sword that I have in my hand.
Okay, make us brothers.
Okay, so, and I, again, I do a move, the sword, and I put it behind my back, and I press my gem, and I electric my sword, and then I stab him right in the red gem.
Oh, why? Why'd you do that?
And then... Did nothing happen.
As he said that, the red gem explodes, and he disintegrates.
Lovely. This is cool. Yeah, I didn't want to take that chance.
Blorp walks over to where Blip used to stand. And is just like, oh my god, thank you.
Why?
Blip is so and has been so tall forever. He just keeps telling us what to do. We keep having to do it because he's so tall, and now he's dead.
So, what do you want to do?
I just want to chill. All sort of just want to chill.
So what about like the children
that he kept Blip killed?
About? Well, he said you all did.
No. I mean, we helped, but like he told us to. Anyway, we can make trees into strawberries. Is that good?
Okay. That's great. What else do you make them into?
Well, I'll be honest. We can only make most stuff into fruit.
Oh.
It's a lot of fruit and a lot of swords.
Swords? Could you expand upon that?
Yeah, we can make big swords, small swords,
yeah,
daggers,
sure,
cutlasses,
okay,
butter knives, steak knives,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I need those,
rapiers. I said daggers?
Yeah,
daggers.
Yeah, yeah. So why knives?
Broadswords, bastard swords.
Gotcha.
Have I said broadswords?
Yeah,
broadswords. And
what do you do with those?
Oh, we sell them or we use them against anybody, you know. You want to hear the list of fruit?
No.
Okay. Well, you're me. All right.
All right, I'm going to I don't know where your guys are going to go, but I'm going to
The ritual.
Yeah, about that.
About
I'm going to go back to my homeland.
Yeah, okay. No, yeah, no problem. We'll get going.
Okay.
All right.
Lovely to meet you.
Honestly, so good to meet you. Do you want, a papaya?
Yeah. No, I think I'm okay. Thank you.
He takes her hand and your glove turns into a papaya. Salutations.
Lovely.
Okay. Okay, guys, we got to go. Oh, yeah, I made it a papaya. Yeah. All right. Later, man.
All right. And then I walk back in the mirror, goop back to Velmaroth.
As you arrive, there is like a city-wide parade. This is kind of the way they have funerals.
Oh.
But also parties. It's kind of the same thing.
That's deceiving.
Yeah. And you're trying to figure out which one it is.
Yeah.
And then you see it's definitely funerals for like so many people at the wall who died. So.
But there was no one there.
Yeah, why? They died. They're all dead.
Oh.
Yeah, all the folks killed them.
All the folks?
Yeah, I don't know what their race is, but I'm calling them the folks.
The flipper people?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, with knives.
But they were... That don't make no sense.
Why?
Because I was with them.
No, they did it before.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, what do I do now? What do we... Why? There's a funeral. Constantino, what happened? We just killed that guy. Or I killed him. He didn't do anything.
Wow. Always. You know, I would have, but you stabbed him first with your electrics.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to get it done.
Yeah. Well, I think, honestly, it was a good first day. You know? We haven't killed everybody yet.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Yet. Wait, what?
And when the oncoming forces of a great evil came, you murdered their leader and sent them packing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that is pretty good.
I think things are going to be all right, Gozen.
I sure hope so. I like this land.
And they're just throwing... Where the fountain was in the first episode, they're just throwing... Don't even worry about it. That's where all the people go. Anyway...
What?
Let this episode of a podcast be a lesson to everybody.
Yeah.
Try it all, you know?
Just try a little bit. And also, like, have a consistent schedule
of things to
watch.
Yeah, this is the bear's fault.
This is the bear's fault. What the hell?
Yeah, about halfway through that, I decided to just make it improv because it wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, fair. I kind of felt that.
Yeah, did you feel the slight when I started asking questions rather than giving possibilities?
Yep.
Because I was so fucking bored.
Complete deviation from what I expected.
Yeah, complete deviation. How can people find us on the internet?
What a beautiful story you wove for us. And if you liked that, or want to hear about all of the other things that we do, please subscribe to us. I promise it's not like this every time.
Wow.
It's actually pretty good. But you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/HBOBOIZ for $1 or more a month. You can get every episode we do early, ad-free, and you get some Patreon exclusives, which we try and do every week for those paying members. And you also get your name read out at the end of each episode, which is a pretty cool little perk. So we'd like to thank our current patrons: Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, I Love Shitting on a Company Time, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butternickels, Susan, Buffalo Pizzle, C. Fritz, and Cat's Pajamas 10. And thank you, Brent Ginn and Butternickels, for being our $5 a month tier patrons. We appreciate you, even if this is not the thing that you want to hear at this current moment in time. We appreciate you anyway. We appreciate
Stop apologizing to them.
I can't believe y'all still pay for this. Anyway, so...
Whatever, the Bear's gonna be back and it's gonna be fine.
The Bear's gonna be back, it's gonna be fine. We're gonna go back to movies and TV or some sort of,
you know,
scripted
what
thing.
It's, I'll tell you
great.
This right now,
tell
I
me.
Bet with music it slaps.
I bet you it'll be better. Yeah.
We don't hear the music and so there's no tension.
Yeah I need the tension.
It's,
and then
not,
I'm gonna get rid of all the silence that's awkward.
It's not us, it's the music, or lack thereof.
Yeah It's the full picture.
Whatever, I'll like it.
Well, please also follow us on our social at the HBO Boys Pod, HBO Boy Podcast on Threads, Instagram, TikTok, and interact with us. Subscribe, like, comment, share, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, and join us in 2 weeks, I guess, for The Bear.
Well, a week. We'll do. Oh, no, it is 2 weeks. You're right.
Yeah.
It'll be Friday of the following week. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll figure out something else, you know, for after The Bear. I'm watching Dark. I think I told you that.
Yeah, well, you should also probably just watch Andor and get it over with.
Oh, I know. You know what? I'll try and do that one.
Yeah, because the world says I should, and like I feel like I should.
I know, same.
Also, I started Ironheart.
Oh, is it bad?
It's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, it's better than bad.
It's not bad. It's
okay.
Fine.
That's great. Let me know how it is for the rest of it. I probably won't watch it.
Okay.
Right on. All right, that's all I got. This was fun.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.